AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Vice President Mike Pence says U.S. and Mexican negotiators are still trying to hammer out an agreement that would avert President Trump's threatened 5% tariff on Mexican imports unless Mexico takes steps to reduce the influx of Central American migrants into the U.S.
I've been receiving reports throughout the day as those negotiations have continued at the State Department, and we're encouraged that, frankly, the Mexican delegation brought even more proposals today. But I'll be talking to the president later tonight over the course of this weekend about what's being proposed.
Some congressional Republicans say they may take steps to block the tariffs. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman, Massachusetts Democrat Richard Neal, says he'll introduce a resolution of disapproval if Trump declares a national emergency and tries to impose the tariffs. Top generals and leaders from the nations involved in the D-Day invasion 75 years ago today were at Normandy to honor those who fought and died there. A number of those who came ashore that day were also there. Sagar Magani has this on one of those men.
At the event overlooking Omaha Beach, the president mentioned some D-Day survivors who were on hand.
Army medic Ray Lambert.
No, I did not know that the president was going to mention my name.
And more than that.
He dragged out one man after another.
I didn't take it that it was personally for me. He was talking about the American soldiers that had given their lives.
Sitting in the American military cemetery afterward, those buried there were on the 98-year-old Lambert's mind.
These men were all my brothers.
I'm Sagar Magani.
U.S. stocks finished higher amid optimism. The U.S. and Mexico can work out a deal before the tariffs kick in. The Dow gained 181 today. This is AP Radio News. Tomorrow, University of Alabama trustees are expected to reject a $26.5 million gift from developer and lawyer Hugh Culverhouse Jr. after he called for students to boycott the university over the state's new abortion law. Trustees say the rejection, however, is due to his demands on how to run the law school. Regulators give phone companies new tools against robocalls.
Are you tired of being interrupted by this?
Your Social Security number has been suspected for fraudulent activities.
Well, there's some good news as federal regulators are giving phone companies the right to block unwanted calls without getting customers' permission. The vote by the FCC could make call blocking widespread and help consumers dodge annoying robocalls. But don't get too excited. There are already concerns that scammers will figure out how to bypass the new rules.
So once you get this message, kindly call us back as soon as possible.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.